Ben alıyorum ben.
Especially difficult for me to add anything after everything that's been said, but I'll try in a few brief minutes. Then it says, I feel a strong sense of inadequacy to stand here and speak about Akiva, to do justice to Akiva. The truth is, my relationship with Akiva was for me always a very humbling experience. His Yichud HaLev, his single-minded dedication and devotion to Limud HaTorah, to Yedias HaTorah, Amelus HaTorah, Chasmat HaTorah, in spite of anything and everything that came his way, his Ratzon Lehetiv to anyone and everyone, Beruchnius, Begashmius, in any way possible. You know, all the conversations we had over all the years, I don't think he spoke about anything other than Steigen learning. How, what he should learn, how he should learn, who he should learn with, etc., etc. There's a total focus on Steigen learning. Shir, Chazrin Shir. Except one other thing he spoke about, and that is his Chaveirim, the Olam, what he could do to help the Olam. I'll learn with the Sharm with the Olam. I'll speak to the Olam. I'll be Mechazik the Olam. I'll Chazir Shir with the Olam, for the Olam. I remember before Kiva went to Eretz Yisrael, he decided he wanted to be Mechazik, the night limit in Yeshiva. And he spoke to me many times about it. I think he spoke personally, I think to every Bachar in Yeshiva individually. It came out to every Bachar in Yeshiva individually. And he would speak to what he could say to the Bachar to Mechazik them, to try to get them to come. He spoke to Rebbeim to come. He was so focused on his own Shtaigen. Time was precious to him, and in spite of that, to help his Chaveirim Shtaig, for that he had all the time in the world. And you know, the Olam took it from Akiva. Akiva could give Teichacha to his Chaveirim, because they all knew it was very, very secure in this, that he only did it mitoichas Ava for them, mitoichas Ratzon to be Meshat of them, that they should share in his Simchas HaTorah, his Ratzon to be made of them to share in his Simchas HaTorah. So he was able to give them Teichacha. They took it from him. I remember Akiva's Chasana, such an outpouring of Simcha, being Mishtatif and his Simcha, but also the feeling of the covet and the haratz of the Talim has for him. One of his Chaveirim just told me today that he can't take his mind off Akiva. Every time his mind wanders, he wanders to Akiva. Then it says the unbelievable dedication of his Chaveirim over all these last years is a clear indication of how they felt about him. K'mayim upon la upon him. They knew he would do the same for him, and they did for him. They did back for him. Now this Gemara in Ksubis, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Yiloi would be merakev in front of Chasan Kala of Badi Hadas, and the Chamut didn't hold it was right. When he died, it was Ahmud Denura, a pillar of fire that stood between him and the Olam, and Taisus brings the Medrash in the shape of Badi Hadas, and they knew this was a Gevalt Kislus that he had separated him from the rest of the Dor. And what was so special about this Maisa? So there's three Lashonim in the Gemara. Ani Le Shutisei L'Saba, Ani Le Shtusei L'Saba, Ani Le Shitsei L'Saba. And the first one explained, Shutisei means Shut, means a branch, a Bachel Hadas, the mitzvah, Simcha Chasnu Kal was so special. The other Lashon holds Ani Le Shtusei L'Saba, the fact that he was mevazim himself for the mitzvah. But the third Lashon, Ani Le Shitusei L'Saba, he was consistent. A ma'isa that's done consistently shows, it means it's a much more meaningful ma'isa than what someone does occasionally. A person can be in a good mood and not in a good mood. A person does always shows it flows from his atzmi. Such a ma'isa that flows from his atzmi is consistent, and that's a much more, that's what separated him from the door. The fact that he was consistent, Shitasi was consistent. Akiva, his total focus was on his learning in Steigen and being made it to his Chaveirim and their learning in Steigen. If I would stop here, so I already described like a Valka Choshev Mensch, but the truth is, the Nekuda, I think, that very briefly, we haven't touched on yet, on the Shoyrish of his Gavus. There's a Maimon in the Parag Yitzchak where he discusses the difference in Limud HaTorah, the dichotomy that exists in Limud HaTorah, different than everything else in the world. All Milud Alma. In all Milud Alma, there's a clear difference between Hechrach and Moshe's, between that which is necessary and that which is a luxury, which is necessity and luxury. And he says the measure is that to the extent that tsar over the lack of something is greater than the simcha over having it, to that extent it's hechrach, it's necessary, necessity. To the extent the simcha of having it is greater than the tsar of lacking it, then it's a luxury, it's a moshus. The only difference, he says, is limud HaTorah. Those who know chacham, gedolim chacham, amitim, real emes talmidei chachamim, the tsar over not having any part of Torah is the biggest tsar, and the simcha over having any part of Torah is the biggest simcha. And he goes on to explain, because to emes chachamim, chacham amitim, Torah is life itself. Not having any part of Torah is a chasar in chayim itself. What greater hech could there be? Mitzad sheni, a person who has the possibility of lacking a part of chayim, and then he attains the chayim, what greater simcha could there be? So in Limud HaTorah, the is different than everything else. The tsar over the lack is the greatest tsar, and the simcha over the having the Torah is the greatest simcha. You know, I spoke to Akiva many times. At times he would speak about upcoming procedures, tests, surgeries. He always spoke to me about these things very matter-of-factly, as if he was telling me a piece of information. He never spoke to me in terms of he needed chizuk, he didn't know he was going to come back to learning. It was never his issue. Now, the Gemara says, it says, Pasuk in Tehillim, Kim b'tzaras Hashem chavtzoi, b'tzaras soi yegim v'loyla. Gemara says, Metchilat b'tzaras Hashem, v'lipsoif, nasa t'ara soi. T'ara delay. Taisha says, Tazin Zvachim says, that's why it's Hamut Chacham. Shemachal kvode, kvode mochal. Even though Melech Shemachal kvode, ain't kvode mochal, and Kavod Talmud Chacham is bigger than Kavod Malchus. He says, it's his Torah, it's him. It's his Atzmius. If it's Atzmius, he can elichel it. I was felt in Akiva that he wasn't misgaber over his matzav. He transcended his matzav. His dveikus in Torah was kiyem chayenu, was his life itself. It was never an issue. He's going to come back to learning. He's going to come back to shtag. He would speak matter-of-factly. He's going to go for surgery. It'll take kind of time. He'll be back in yeshiva. Vital. Let's talk back about shtag. Let's talk about learning. Let's talk about mechaveir. Never appeared. He never spoke to me in terms of needing chizuk. He transcended it. He was above it. He steiged in Torah to the point that his Torah was his etzem chayim. There's no doubt a person goes back to his chayim as soon as he can. In the Hakdama, the Nefesh HaChayim, the Mabitzel B'loshiner, he has a loshin, ki zeh kol ha'odom, by the Atzmei Nivra, kim l'hoi l'achwini, b'chol ma'ash etimtza b'kochel l'asas. Whole person, the whole measure of a person, is to be made to Tachayrim in any way that he can. Zekhala Adam. Is why did Zekhala Adam? Is I think it's Poshut. Kadosh Baruch was a Taiva Metiv. Everything that he does is to bring out his Atova, his ultimate Atova. Mele, a person is itself like him. The total person is to the extent he's a Taiva Metiv. That's Zekhala Adam. The way by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does brings out this Atava is in the Torah, with the Torah, through the Torah. Is a Mela person who's davar in Torah to the point that he makes Torah Hashem, Torah Dilei, Torah Soi, but Torah Soi Yegam V'Layla. Mela, it becomes natural for him to be a Meitiv L'Achayrim, B'chom HaShtim to B'Kachim L'Asais. It's the Vegas in Torah that brought him to the Madrega to transcend any and all Matzavim. That Tveikus and Torah was his Chayim. That's a unifying factor in these two outstanding features of Akiva. His Tveikus and Torah, his unbelievable Tveikus and Torah in spite of everything, and his total Ratzon L'Hayitiv to the Oilam in any way that he could. I think the unifying factor is Kim B'Tarez Hashem Chefzoi B'Tarez Soi Yegim V'Loilam. May Tarez Hashem Tarez Soi. Was his life, Mele, no issue, no obstacle stood in his way, and his ruts and lahaita was without bounds. I have a shira, Chazanish wrote for his sister. Chazanish's sister, Mary Stipler, Chazanish was very involved in raising her. And one of the things he wrote for a shira is 13 lines in the shira. The shira is about Hakotin Harayu Kotin. Hagadol Einai Katan. That's the theme of the Shira. Hagadol Einai Katan. Every line ends with something about a katan. Hagadol Einai Katan. As he says, I'll read you just a few lines. Hakatan Einai Me'al Hashemayim Afloi Ad Hashemayim Aval Hagadol Gadol Einai Katan. Katan is bound by this world, other limitations to this world, but a gadol is transcendent. Hakatan Einai Me'oizeth. Cotton can't fly, can't soar. Can't look in a fire. Ahagadl, Hagadl ain't a cotton. Then he has two more lines, which are very appropriate. Fit Akiva. Hakotten, tachas etzev, or tachas lachatz, harim nevat. A cotton who has an etzev, something to upset him, or tachas lachatz, or a pressure, harim nevat, he's finished. Ahagadl ain't a cotton. A gadl, his gabra over it, he rises above it. He's not a cotton. He's not limited by that. He says, "Hakatan choshev ke'ena me'anyin adam." A katan thinks he's not of interest to anybody. Kishem she'adam enim anyan noy. Just as he has no interest, no true interest in anyone else, no one else has a true interest in him. Ahla gadol says the chazan, "Shagadol enai katan." So I think these last two sentences sum up, at least for me, essence of Akiva. His dveikus in Torah made him a gadol. A gadol enai katan. His etzev and lachatz didn't hold him back, and his shaylus to lahetiv to everyone was part of his atzmius, the expression of his atzmius. Is, like I said, my relationship with Akiva for me was always a very humbling experience. Is if I and we could all learn from Akiva, both from his meisim and from his godless, to be a Kabbalah Aliyah for his neshama, he's a chedorach.